I'm visiting with Chad Fick at Ag Leader Technology. And Chad, first of all, tell me what you do for Ag Leader.
Well, I'm the crop sensor product specialist. And in essence, what that means is that the development cycle and process for the Optrix crop sensor I'm responsible for, helping develop the product, make it better, as well as making sure that we're getting the right message out to the customers on how the sensors work and what they can do with them.
Well, let's start with telling me a little bit about the Optrix crop sensor. Maybe just a little background on this product and what all it's capable of doing.
Sure. The crop sensor is actually kind of it's based on a fairly old technology. Early in the 70s, they had been using virtual or imagery from satellites to be able to determine how healthy crops were. And the idea was, you know, how do we shrink that down and put it on to the vehicles themselves, and that was done I'd say a good decade or two ago, and it's slowly been developing, and we feel we've introduced the Optrix sensor as a next generation sensor. It's a very robust and repeatable technology that allows the consumer to go out to the field and scan while doing operations such as side dressing or application of any sort, where they scan the crops and determine whether or not the plant is healthy. And it does that by the simple idea of identifying two values. One is the amount of chlorophyll content in the plants, and the other is the amount of biomass in the plants. And taking a simple comparison in the field of determining whether or not a plant has high chlorophyll content, high biomass, as a benchmark saying this field has this capable of plant growth. It compares that to the rest of the field and determining whether or not plants in the throughout the rest of the field are healthy or need attention.
So does it do that by having its own little camera, or what type of a sensor is this?
It's an active light sensor. So the idea is that it shines light down on the crop canopy, and that light then reflects back off of it, and certain attributes such as red light or what we call red edge light, and then into the near infrared wave bands. They will reflect back at different rates depending on how healthy the plant is. And we use sensors to detect the brightness of that light that's being reflected back, and that's how we determine whether or not it has a high biomass or a high chlorophyll content.
So the things that this is important for, I'm just going to guess it might be things like nutrients, like say nitrogen, for example.
Yeah, that's the primary way that's used right now is a nitrogen recommendation. We use the comparison of the field of the healthy plants to the weak plants and use a general assumption that a healthier plant doesn't need as much nitrogen where a weak plant needs more nitrogen. We do that for corn and wheat. And we have had great success doing that, but we want to introduce in other concepts as well, where using the amount of plant vegetation or the amount of plant vigor to determine different crop, different application rates. You know, there's some straightforward ones we're thinking of off the bat. Are, for instance, in cotton, they need to do defoliants or growth regulators based on the amount of actual plant there. So there's a whole realm of possibilities of using sensors to be able to vary the rate of different agro crop chemicals.
Now, well, in the case of nitrogen, for example, any of these, I suppose, but is this something that I'm going to assume it's collecting data so that you've got historical data from the field you're passing over? Does it also allow for like real-time controlling of controls while you're applying?
Absolutely. That's the key area we're trying to promote it as is an intro idea, because the idea of using these maps, and these are called vegetative indice maps, these maps aren't easy to identify the use of that information. A primary example, if you want to think about comparison to yield data maps, you know, how do you use that yield data map to your benefit? Well, the same concept is for these vegetative index maps. They're as useful, if not more useful, than yield maps because it's an in-time field report of how the crops are going. But for an easy use for a customer to easily start using the sensors, we wanted to give an on-the-go nitrogen recommendation so they don't have to post-process the data. Once they become comfortable with those vegetative indice maps, they can see all the other benefits that are out there and use that information in multiple ways that we haven't even seen or thought of.
So with this product that you've had now for, I don't know the exact period of time, but what's new?
We've recently added in what's called the rate table, This rate table, basically, we've opened up the sensors to allow the users to use it however they see fit. In the past, we've been limited to just nitrogen recommendation for, like I said, for corn and wheat. With the rate table now, we're not limited to nitrogen application. They can apply, like I said, growth regulators or defoliants or insecticides or pesticides or anything they feel they can benefit by varying the rate across the field based on the amount of plant vigor in that field. And they do that at their own determination. So we're not giving the recommendations. We're allowing the growers to work with their agronomists to come up with what are the ideal rates that they need to apply in their field based on how healthy those plants are.
So let's say a customer wants to, instead of nitrogen, looking at something else. Is that something that's kind of built in, or does he have to have it custom programmed or something in order to do exactly what he wants?
It's actually a pretty simple layout. We ask two basic bits of information from them. What is the range of vegetative indices they want to look at, and what rate do they want to apply for those vegetative indices? It's fairly simple in that all they have to know is that for the healthier plants in the field, we want this rate. For the medium-range plants, we want this rate. And for a weaker range, we want a different rate as well. So it's completely up to the customer to decide. Does he want to apply more in certain areas and less than others? He just simply needs to identify what are the accurate rates that he needs to recommend. And that's where we strongly recommend working with agronomists to be able to come up with what those rates need to be and identifying what portions of the field need what rates.
So how about, let's say I've bought the Optrix crop sensor, I've got my rate tables, but now how do I actually use this? I know you provide training and things like that. What are some of the resources that these customers have at their disposal once they've made this investment?
Well, the nice thing about it is this is actually an incredibly easy product to use. We interface directly with our Integra display. There is also the ability to use it with the Insight as well if you have the legacy monitor. But the idea is you simply attach it in the can system-based cabling, and you can either do scan-only option, or you can do the nitrogen recommendations, or use the rate table in conjunction with our direct command systems, or even if they want to do serial control through other monitors that are we can serial rate control with. But the simple idea is you simply mount those sensors throughout your equipment, whether it be a boom or if it's on a dry applicator or whatever type of equipment, and run those sensors through the field when there's actual crop growing and you have emergence of crop. The best way to get information and research on this is we have information on how to use the sensors online as well as through your dealers and their training that they've taken from these sensors from our own educational network that we provide. There's also, you can contact our tech support line, there's a wealth of information of sensor research that's out there from multiple different universities as well.
So your Ag Leader is moving in a way, I guess, try to characterize this a little differently. You've got the ability to do precision planting and harvesting and now looking at applying your inputs in season. In a way, this in particular really contributes to, say, the type of conservation practices that a lot of farmers want to do today, which involves, in large part, one of the more controllable things is how much nitrogen you put down.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things we see is, and this is one of the hardest messages we have to try and get across, is that an efficiency use of your agrochemicals is probably the next biggest step. We've done an excellent job of introducing the world to the concepts of let's not be wasteful by shutting off product application, such as our auto swath for application or seed command. But now the concept moves past that, is that there is a lot of variability in the field. And accounting for that variability is the next biggest challenge we have to face. And an easy way to do that is simply ask those plants, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? Do you need more attention or less attention? And so the conservation and increase in productivity is our real goal. And so our biggest challenge faced before us now is educating the growers on, one, the amount of variability, and two, the amount of lost potential because of that variability. And that's one of the biggest things we stress with the sensors. And it also comes back to our value of data message that we send with SMS, is that there is information that needs to be obtained. And then we can provide you with the products, and we can show you where that variability is. And in with the sensors in conjunction, we can give you a recommendation on how to make changes according to that variability.
So I know that in the past, and maybe still in the present to a certain extent, farmers have tended to just kind of apply the same thing to the whole field, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. But we're moving away from that. How, even in an area like we're in Iowa here at headquarters, where you've got some fairly consistent soil across a broad area, but even in there, how much variability do you see? I mean, is there a way to describe the levels? So I assume this is, you know, different in throughout the country, but
I can give you an example just from our own test field. And you're absolutely right. We are a little spoiled here in Iowa with our conditions. We have ideal growing conditions, but that doesn't mean we can't have massive returns from just being more responsible with our application. On our own test field, we took soil samples, and our soil organic matter varied across that from as low as 2% organic matter all the way up to 8% organic matter. And although that may not seem like a lot, if you take some standard rules of thumb, for instance, with nitrogen, organic matter in a standard year or typical year, you'll see about 30 pounds nitrogen produced per percent organic matter. So if you've got a range from 8% to 2%, you're looking at that's 180 pounds of nitrogen variation just produced by the soil alone. So that's in a very good field. There's not a lot of elevation change, so it can be deceptive. Many growers may think I've got a fairly uniform field, but they'd be surprised at how much changes actually occur.
And that's all going to impact the bottom line, because nitrogen's not cheap, especially right now.
And it's wasteful to be applying nitrogen where it's not needed. It's you have crops that can be benefiting from having an increase of nitrogen rate. You're losing yield on those crops, and then you are being wasteful and damaging to the environment by applying extra nitrogen to plants that just don't need it. So it's kind of a double hit.
Anything else about what you're doing with Optrix crop sensor we didn't touch on?
We're investigating in the use of the ideas of the sensors for the future. We've got multiple different products we're trying to aim for. So currently, we're investigating crops such as potatoes and cotton and sugarcane. But the idea with the sensors is that they can use these sensors to determine health of plants of anything that has chlorophyll and biomass. So we're trying to explain that don't limit yourself to just, you know, obviously we're focusing with corn and wheat as the entry-level things, but there is far more customers out there that can benefit from the use of the sensors. And getting them to appreciate the variability in the field is one thing. We've always stressed the need for yield monitors, being the company that pretty much invented the market for yield monitors. And past that, we want to stress that the information that you can gain from the sensors just by knowing your variability in your field in season is so critical, and that's the development process we're going with. It's in large part providing an easy product for customers to use, but also in large part educating them on what they need to do to improve performance in the field.
Okay, well, it's fascinating what we are able to do today, especially with some of this new technology that's coming out of Ag Leader Technology. Thank you very much, Chad Fick. We are visiting here at Ag Leader headquarters. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.